It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, it's ball season. We're going to spend 99.99999999% of the show every day on the Steelers. I mean, you got Rodgers throwing four touchdowns, for goodness sakes. But the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports right now, I think, is a hockey one.
Yep.
Pierre LeBrun, who is like Canadian Adam Schefter for the NHL, he talked to Sidney Crosby and to Sidney Crosby's agent, Pat Brisson. And Pat Brisson, man, he's got me all scared that Sidney Crosby might not be playing out his entire career in Pittsburgh. Here's what Pat Brisson had to say about the idea that Crosby could play elsewhere at some point. Quote, it's always been a possibility.
What?
You know, it's been 3 years Pittsburgh hasn't made the playoffs. It all depends on how Sid is going to be and how the team is going to do. I believe Sid should be playing playoff hockey every year. Now, Rob Rossi, who covers the Penguins for The Athletic and is always held steadfast to the idea that Crosby's never going to leave, he tweeted this out yesterday. Sidney Crosby always has spoken for himself. He has repeatedly publicly said he wants to play only for the Penguins until he says otherwise, and he's never hinted he's eyeing another situation. I'd recommend believing him. He's earned that trust, don't you think? Of course Sidney Crosby has earned the trust, and Rossi talked to him last year, and Crosby said pretty much more or less he wants to remain here for his entire career. That being said, Pat Brisson was interviewed for the Penguins general manager job before because of how close he is with his Crosby and longtime friend, Sidney Crosby. I said that with bad English, but you get what I'm saying here. Crosby could tell Brisson to cut this crap out.
Yep.
Hasn't.
Right.
Crosby's got, what, 2 years left on this deal? This is the worst I've ever felt about it. And I'm not saying it's a fait accompli. Crosby's going to want to play his career elsewhere, but just follow me for a second. We talk about Crosby, and we put him up on this pedestal as though he is the biggest competitor, really, that we've ever seen around here. Like, Sidney Crosby is wired like Tom Brady. He doesn't care about anything else other than hockey, and he doesn't care about anything else other than winning. He ain't going to win here this year, and I don't know that it's all that likely he wins here in the final year of his deal. And I've seen people say, why should he want to chase another cup? He's won three. Oh, I don't know, because you can always win more. So I think this is a massive story, and it might be more likely than not he finishes here, but I think the door's ajar, Doran.
Pat Brisson wouldn't have said what he said if Sidney Crosby didn't sign off on it. There's no way.
I'm with you.
There's no way. And then there was another quote, and I believe it was, and you never know what to read on Twitter, but I saw it multiple times from multiple outlets that are credible, of Crosby talking about the being asked about the Montreal Canadiens and him smiling and saying there things could be worse if a team like that would want you. He could easily have just said in that quote, and I didn't read the whole entire thing, but he could easily just said, like, yeah, I'm a Pittsburgh Penguin. Like, that's all I think about. Like, that's how he usually would operate. But that quote really stuck out to me alongside of what Pat Brisson had said. Like, they've definitely had conversations recently.
And Crosby waxed poetic about how passionate the fan base is at Montreal and how he grew up
right in
Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, and how much he loved the fact that they're talking about line combinations in June. Now, Montreal hasn't exactly bathed itself in glory these last few years, so like going there wouldn't, like, you want to go to a contender? Now, anywhere Crosby goes makes them significantly better, obviously. Montreal's got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Brisson went on. And he said the comparison is Tom Brady. We want Sidney Crosby hopefully to be in the playoffs every year. We want him to hopefully win another cup or two. So each year the team that he's playing for fails to make the playoffs, it creates a lot of speculation. In reality, he's not getting any younger. There's a fire over here, gentlemen, and Pat Brisson has poured gasoline all over the fire. Whether or not Crosby actually wants to leave at any point, the agent, Pat Brisson, could easily put that fire out, and instead he's pouring gasoline all over it.
Uh-huh.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I'm all about the logo. I'm all about the Penguins winning again, because there's nothing that I think is more fun than doing a radio show when the team is in the postseason and you have a game and you preview the game and then you react to the game and then the next day you preview the game and you do that for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months. It's the best. Moving Sidney Crosby could get you closer to success if you got a significant package in return. But he might be the one guy that I put above a franchise.
Yeah.
And I want to see him play his entire career here.
Absolutely. But I just find it real peculiar that this comes out weeks after, you know, the Hoffman group or whatever, the third ownership that Sidney Crosby would be playing for.
I do.
Very interesting at this point.
So to that point, I wonder if Crosby's unsatisfied knowing that Lemieux and Burkle.
Yes. Yes.
And I wonder if the Hoffman group looks at this and thinks, okay, if Sid's not going to be here long term, do we really want to get into this thing right now? I'm not sure it changes it. I'm not sure it doesn't change it. But I wonder if this is Sidney Crosby and Pat Brisson's way of being like, hey, don't sell it to these guys, sell it to my guys.
Yes. I bet you that has something to do with it. Knowing that Mary Lemieux is back on the table and wanting to recoup this team and thinking that Fenway Sports Group is going to go in a different direction. He's like, well, then I'm going to go in a different direction. Like, let's see who has the most control here.
Yeah.
Like, I could see
could
that.
Could be a power
right?
play.
Yeah.
Ah, pun intended. Also,
like, would you want to play for the Hoffman group? I mean, another ownership? You obviously didn't want to play for Fenway. They were here a couple years. Like, they didn't know anything about hockey. Now you want to go to another, have ownership that you have to create a relationship with whenever you're 38, 39 years old and you're an all-timer? Like, why would you want to do that? And you're not going to win?
And Gensel's gone. Malkin's going to be gone after this year. Mike Sullivan, who Crosby was very fond of, he's gone. And the ownership group's different. This isn't the Penguins he grew up with.
No. Different.
That's a fact. And so, Sid has always said, yeah, I want to stay and play in Pittsburgh my entire career, just like Stevie Y did, his idol growing up with the Detroit Red Wings. But this isn't the Penguins as Crosby has known and loved them. So I'm taking this as a legitimate threat pretty much from Pat Brisson. I also think Rossi's right. Like, training camp's going to start up in the not-too-distant future here, then the season's going to get rolling in early October. There will be an opportunity to ask Sidney Crosby about this, and I'm sure that will be the first question he is asked. His answer is going to go a long way because Sidney ain't a liar. If Sidney comes out and says, ah, that's just Pat being Pat, I want to be here for the remainder of my career, okay, fine. But if Sid does the hockey speak thing, I'm going to be big worried. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Would you cry if Sidney Crosby left? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I actually think I would cry. No sports figure has brought me more joy in my life, and I think a lot of people out there listening feel the same way, than Sidney Crosby. I have dreams about me befriending Sidney Crosby. I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to see him go.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
And I would never root for another team more than I root for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but if he did go someplace else, unless it was like New York or Boston, he would never go to Philadelphia, I'd be rooting for him. But I do not want to see him go.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.